You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, quickly, before we get to Five Calls Says It All, did you see this note about that there was a study done on who would make the best doctor?
No,
It was a study done looking for personality types, and they say that actually psychopaths would make the best doctors.
Really?
Because they make decisions that are emotionally detached and ruthless if necessary.
Oh my God.
So apparently you want a psychopath as your doctor because they'll do the right thing.
Take the spleen out. Just rip it out. Get it out of there.
I don't know why, but this story just brought me a lot of laughs this morning.
During the whole operation, they're like, ring, ring, ring,
ring, ring. All right, let's get to the problem. We got problems, and that's why we're here, to help solve them. This one comes from Madison. She says, "Dear boys, I think it's my turn to request one of your Five Calls Says It All segments. It involves the way my fiance handled the proposal."
Okay.
She says, "It was nice and all."
Oh, geez. Here what? We go.
What? I just love the way she...
I'm already sniffing out high maintenance.
No, no, no. Although that does come up in her letter. Those words even.
All right.
"It involves the way my fiance handled the proposal. It was nice and all. But after I said yes, and he put the ring on my finger, I asked him how it went when he asked my parents for my hand. He said that's old fashioned and he didn't do it." Madison writes, "I was stunned. That's always been something I've dreamed about, that a man would go meet with my parents, who I'm very close with. To me, that's just a special part of the tradition. Anyway, I don't think it's too late. I'd still like for him to do this, but he says after he's proposed and I've said yes and worn the ring, it's just dumb to go back and ask." Madison writes, "I asked my sister. She said I'm being high maintenance and crazy. My best friend says I'm totally right, and it would still be sweet of him to do it. So would you please consider asking your listeners? I'd like to know if my best friend and I are right or if my sister is. Thank you for your show. I don't know what I'd do without my boys in the morning." Oh, Madison, you're sweet.
Thank you, Madison. Huh.
So
it is kind of weird.
He's proposed. She said yes.
Boom, done. They're engaged.
They're engaged.
Put a ring on it.
Mm-hmm.
And now she wants him to go back to mommy and daddy and ask for permission. That is super weird. That is strange.
Not super weird, is it?
It's super weird. So like, then does she take the ring off until he does that? And then does he have to come back and re-propose? Get back down on a knee or whatever he did?
Yeah, but there are... I'm not saying he needs to do it, but the way you're framing it, you guys did something kind of a little bit odd. You tried putting the genie back in the bottle, too, but just in a different way.
How?
You guys did the whole, you've been living together for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you got proposed, you did the whole, we're not going to sleep together for 3 months before the marriage.
Oh, no, it was like 2 weeks.
Yeah, but you told us that it was going to be three months without doing anything.
Until we got through our marital counseling.
How is that in?
Because I didn't have to ask your dad permission.
Well, I know, but it's still, you know, it's still going back and trying to put the genie in the bottle. And I don't see that.
Kinda.
It's how is it that odd to still go have the talk?
I guess just because it's already been done and you should have done that on your own versus now being requested to go back and do that.
Did she not make it like completely,
right,
totally crystal clear?
Why
to this
wasn't
guy?
That conversation, you know, before any of this? Like when you go to propose.
And as far as we know, I should have written back to her. She might have brought it up, but he just on his own says that's old fashioned and stupid and he's not going to do it.
Right. Yeah, but you know, if she wants it, then you got to accommodate. You do.
So now you
can't give
go
and
back,
take.
Though?
It's give and take.
Are you torn on this?
I am torn because, like, if they do go back, do they go back together or does he just go alone and act like none of this ever happened and the parents are none the wiser?
Well, obviously the parents know. The whole family knows they're engaged. Can you see that conversation? He sits down and he goes, "Listen. Let's all act like we're in the time machine."
Hypothetically, if I were to have proposed like a week ago, would you have been cool with it? I mean, hypothetically. Oh, he could totally go back. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. It's just between them right now, right?
No, I'm sure everybody knows. Her sister
knows.
Best friend.
So then,
I mean, the family
everybody
knows
then.
Yes, of course they know.
Oh, my gosh, Madison.
You don't like this idea?
I don't. No, I don't. Everybody already knows.
I think it's kind of sweet. I think we should do it. All right, five calls says it all. And Anita's first. Hello, Anita. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Morning.
So is this a good idea for him to go back and ask, or is it dumb?
I think that he should go back and ask. My husband had to ask all of my brothers and my grandmother and my mother for my hand. And then on top of that, after we were engaged, I called his mom and asked for her blessing to marry her son.
So much asking going on.
Wow.
Holy cow. What if three people had said yes and grandma had said no?
Oh, yeah. What if you get one no, then what do you do?
Yeah.
Then I do what I want.
So what you're
then
saying
what's the point
is
of
kind
asking?
Of pointless anyway, is what you're saying.
Well, if mom said yes, then everyone else is a yes. Really, he was asking my brothers as a formality since I don't have my dad and my grandfather.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Well, I'm glad everybody said yes.
It worked out for you.
Yes. It did.
Go have a great day, Anita. Thanks for being on the show.
You too.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Would it help if you go to ask and you shake their hand like, hey, I want to talk to you, and you got a 20 that you've palmed?
Yes. That might be a 50. You know, throw a 50.
Hand off, or a C note.
Slide it out.
Slide a little C note across. look, all I'm looking for is a little blessing
here. I just need a little yes here. Huh? Can I get a little
Can
yes?
you get a blessing for $100?
Yes.
Here's Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So, should he do this or is that dumb?
It's dumb.
Dumb. Oh,
is it?
Yeah, I think it's a little ridiculous to go after the fact. And if she didn't communicate it before, saying, hey, whenever I get engaged, I want the person to go to my family and ask for permission, then I think she should just let it go.
Yeah, but what if she did and he thought it was dumb in the first place and he didn't want to do that?
Well, I think it's dumb either way, but
careful now.
I don't really think that you should involve other people so much in your relationship.
Right, but it's just a courtesy thing. It's just...
You know what it is? It's just for traditional. It's just for
tradition. It's courtesy.
But a lot of traditions are going by the wayside.
They are.
We got your vote, Vanessa. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. It's 1-1. Here's James. Hello, James.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Five calls says it all. You're call number three. What do you think?
That's dumb.
I love these answers.
Jeremy, you said exactly what I was going to say. What if they say no?
I know. Then what do you do?
Exactly.
Well, wait a minute.
Do
what
you say
do you do
too bad?
What do you do if they say no before you propose? Do you not propose?
Well, like the one said, it's dumb either way, because if you're going to ask her to marry, you're going to ask the artist what their parents say, I would think.
At least if you do it before you propose, you can give it, maybe you give it another month or so, try to smooth things over, just see what you can do. Be like, what can I do to win your blessing?
Well, James, there's the whole thing about attorneys in court, right? And they say if you're an attorney in a courtroom, you never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
Exactly.
Right?
Or you don't want to hear the answer to.
Right. So if he knows that the parents are going to say yes, then go ahead and do it. If he knows the parents are not going to be very cool about everything, then just don't do it.
Maybe that's why he didn't do it in the first place.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I think if it was that big of a deal to her, before she said yes, she should have said, did you ask my parents? What did they say?
I'm going to withhold my answer.
Way to kill the moment, dude.
Wow. Well, go have a great day, James.
See you, buddy.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Thank you.
Wonder if they could just both go together now and say, we got engaged.
Not,
we want to let you guys
that's
know.
That's not the tradition.
We hope you have your... Start a new tradition then.
All right. Let's see what Mondo says. Hello, Mondo. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys. How are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
It's a great day. You're call number four. What do you think?
I think you should do it.
Well, now we're tied up.
Honestly, happy wife, happy life.
Did you just make that up?
No, I've actually heard it throughout my whole life.
Okay.
I think he should do it. If she's been dreaming about it since she was a child, when he proposed the first time, she was all caught up in the emotion, didn't think about the parents' approval.
Yeah.
So now she wants to do it the way she dreamt about it.
What a weird dream to have since childhood, though.
Well, probably the
whole... A lot of women have that dream.
Yeah, probably the whole...
Don't they have the dream of getting married and having a wedding, but not the dream of, I hope somebody asks my dad to marry me.
It's part of the whole guacamole, you know? It's everything, it's all the spices that go into it, right? It's...
Does he have to start fulfilling every dream from her childhood? I mean, does he have to show up with a little pony now? Get her a princess castle?
Maybe.
Maybe. What could it hurt?
Maybe he has to fulfill all the ones that he can. And this
happy
is one
wife,
that he
happy
can,
life,
so
right, Mondo?
Why not suck it up for a few minutes? Go
right.
Talk to that.
Yes.
You know
what? What could it hurt? What could it hurt?
If he won't do it, I'll do it.
Mondo's looking for love.
Go have a great day, buddy.
Yes, I am.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks for being on the show. It's tied up.
Oh, what's going to happen?
Cynthia is the tiebreaker. Cynthia, it's all down to you. Is he going to do this or is it dumb?
I mean, I think the word dumb is a little harsh, but I really don't think that he has to. I think it's like the moment has passed. She had communicated it to him that he needed to ask her parents, then, you know, he kind of missed the opportunity to. And I think a couple other people said, too, it's like, I don't like the whole tradition of involving so many people in your relationship, even if it's your parents. Like, I think it's a weird tradition that came from, like, kind of like your child is yours and you own them and then you pass them on.
It is a weird, like, property type thing.
I agree, it's super dated. I agree with that. But there is an element of, instead of asking for her hand, there's an element of going alone to talk to them and just to say, listen, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to marry your daughter. I'm just wanting you to know that I'm going to be a good man to her. I'm going to look out for her, you know, feelings and her heart. I'll take care of her heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just want you to know she's in good hands with me.
Yeah.
That's a nice courtesy call rather than, is it okay?
Can I do it?
Yeah,
I would hope that your parents would already know that that's the person that you're with is going to take care of you and is going to be the right person for you.
But it depends on how long they've been together, though, too.
Yeah, but how many people are listening who's, like, married a complete, you know, jerk star? Either way. He or she. And
but I feel like even then, if their parents said, nah, you don't have our permission, they probably still would have done it anyway.
Yeah. So. He seems very stubborn. Yeah, like if they had said no, he'd be like, whatever.
Well, I'm glad you called us. I hope you have a fun day, Cynthia. Thank you.
Of course. Thanks.
All right. Well, you know what? The final tally was 3 don't do it, 2 said go ahead and do it.
All right. So
that means, Madison,
go on with your life, Madison.
That 60% of our listeners ruled with your sister, who said you're being a little cray-cray over this.
It is going to be awkward still, though, when she tells the parents. It's going to be so awkward. I'm still going along with breakup. Dump him.